And not only that, but we also mirror our love as well as our fears on the positive side. We fantasize the things that are near and dear and precious to us, and we're still allowed to do so, I think, in fantasy, whereas in so-called mainstream fiction, you tell it like it is, man, and that's it. And there's no point of view whatsoever. It happens, and your anti-hero walks away from the carnage, and that's the end of the picture, the end of the story, the end of the book, and makes no comment whatsoever, which to me is a cop-out. To me, this is a great cowardly cop-out on the part of writers in any medium when they just when they claim that they are doing something creative and artistic, and most of these gentlemen do that very openly, but in reality refuse to make any kind of social or moral commentary on what they are doing whatsoever. And I'm very much against that. I think one of the great allurements of old film is that they did present black and white characters, heroes and villains, and that people still turn to the Bogart characterization and the Maltese Falcon, that sort of thing, which was a three-dimensional characterization. It wasn't just a namby-pamby presentation, but they're looking for something they don't find in today's anti-heroes. The notion that the average male human being in our society today has only two expressions and two attitudes. One, a look of cool, stoic indifference, and the other, a maniac rage. Think of the number of actors that you have seen, and some of them very competent actors, who have gone through many roles in the last few years, the Al Pacinos, the Dustin Hoffman, you know, the deadpan, Buster Keaton, and then suddenly they're upset, and they start to scream and yell. And it's just so many Harlems on a lecture platform. Can you